Actually, spiritual consciousness keeps the body fit. Just like in the body, the spirit soul is there and the consciousness is also there, maybe polluted. But as soon as the spirit soul gives up this body, the body immediately begins to decompose. So the decomposition of the body is checked by the spiritual presence. So if you become advanced in spiritual consciousness, there is no question of suffering from bodily disease. Yes, by your present position, you can simply take the information that the dimension of the spirit soul is 1/10,000 part of the tip of your hair. Very small particle, that is spirit soul. The dimension is given. You have got your hair, you can just imagine only, you cannot measure. And you divide the top of your hair into 10,000 parts, and that one part is the measurement of the spirit soul. That small particle is so powerful. Just imagine very spiritual power. It is less than the atom. Therefore, it is described in the Vedic, anoraniyana mahato mahiyana. The spirit is greater than the greatest and the smaller than the smallest. There is form. Just like this body is compared with the dress. Now, just like in your present material form, you have got hand, therefore your coat has got hand. If you have got leg, therefore your pant has got leg. Therefore, it is to be assumed that the spirit soul has got form and it has developed into hands, legs, head, everything. It is not formless, it has got form. But with our material eyes, as the present gross eyes, we cannot find it, therefore we say it has no form. Yes, he says that is God and Son of God. That is parampara. Yeah. Unfortunately, nobody cares to follow the first class. That I must say. The Vishak class says, thou shalt not kill. And Christians are very expert to kill. They take pride in bullfighting. This is the position. So it is very difficult to find out a real Christian. What is that? You follow the temple procedure, you can remain anywhere, it doesn't matter. What is temple? They are following some rules and regulations. If you are eating something and if you get a better thing, you will give it up. So, when one takes to bhakti, means he understands the inferior quality of karma. So, you take the superior quality activities and you forget inferior quality. Param Vishkani Bhaktati, this is the basic verse. When one finds out superior engagement, he gives out inferior engagement. Heart changing?
No, now they're doing this. Heart and temptation. They're taking the heart of a person.
This whole tendency from this heart to that. Yes, sir. Just that you are running your car, it stops, then you change this car to that. Yes. This is it. It is very common too.
Yes, I purify myself in the field of the relationship that we have with the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yes, that is the center of purification.
It is the center of purification.
Prabhupada, please, I would like to know, if there is no birth in the spiritual world, how do we re-enter the spiritual world?
Bath means, first of all, you take your bath where Krishna is now present. Krishna is present in one of the universes. There are innumerable universes. So, you take your bath in the next universe or where Krishna is now. Then you become trained up. And when you are trained up, then in person you go to Vaikuntha. No bath. What is that? If you like, I can go.
La pregunta es si no hay más tiempo en el mundo espiritual, ¿cómo estamos en el mundo espiritual? Claro, digo que primero vamos a un universo donde el precio está aprendiendo, el precio está ganando fe, y nacemos como en relación con Cristian, y después de ser entrenados perfectamente, vamos personalmente al mundo espiritual.
If there is another way to go to God. Hmm? If there is another way. No. Because it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktyamama Vijanati, Jamana Jastyani Tattva, Tatuman Tattva Gatva, Vishadita Dhanantaram, kind of this. Bhaktyamama Vijanati.
Uno puede entender la personalidad de Dios, tal como es. Solamente por el servicio que es profesional. Y cuando uno esté pleno consciente del Señor Supremo, por causa de devoción, él puede entrar en el reino de Dios.
Nobody is allowed to enter kingdom of God without becoming bhakta. And there is no difficulty of becoming bhakta because to become bhakta means four principles. One thing is to always think of Krishna, manmana, bhavamadu bhakta, that is bhakta. Simply by thinking of Krishna, that is Hare Krishna. When you chant Hare Krishna, you think of Krishna. You become bhakta. Then, after becoming manmana, bhavamadu jaji, you worship me, mang namaskuru, and offer obeisances. It is very simple thing. If you think of Krishna, and if you offer little obeisances, and if you worship him, these three things will make you bhakta, and you will go back to home. Back to we are teaching this thing, chant Hare Krishna, offer obeisance to Diti and Varsi, finish all this. Otherwise, they should go to the Jnana path. It requires so much knowledge, so much grammatical, so much name, no praising, you know, so many things. You have heard all these things. Simply do these three things and you become bhakta. Why don't you take the easiest process and go back to home, back to God? Thank you very much.